This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. It's a cutdown day for the Houston Texans. We're down to 77, if my numbers are correct, as we just learned Quintez Cephas, the wide receiver, has been cut from your Houston Texans. That also, again, it feels like they're going through the logical steps because some of the last guys in are some of the ones that are being cut. Like Quintez Cephas just rejoined the team, what was it, a few weeks ago?
Yeah, I think he got here to play in that last preseason game.
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
So that makes sense. But wide receiver-wise, he's the only one that I've seen cut. Juwan Winfrey, Cornell Powell, and then, of course, all the other known commodities, wide receiver-wise, still exist on the roster as of right now as you're trying to get to 53. 24 more. Yeah. That was terrible math on my part. still to go to get you under the threshold that you want to be at. And I guess actually probably one fewer than I'm giving credit for, because running back wise, Joe Mixon, we know, as it was reported yesterday, that he will be on a reserve designation to start the season. He'll miss four games. And so with that being the case, first and foremost, like, how do you feel about that, Lopez, before we even get to, like, who are you going to be able to count on in that span and maybe longer, depending on what we actually, cause we don't know, we haven't gotten any updates on Joe Mixon at all. In fact, I think it was it Jesse Palmer that was, tweeting about it earlier today, or James Palmer rather. Wow. Messed up his name. He mentioned that, you know, missing at least four games, there's been no information. And then, you know, talking about how, like, he has a lot of tread on his tires as well. We know that about Joe Mixon, but we just haven't heard anything. And when we really don't hear anything about a guy for a while, it hasn't necessarily worked all that well for the Texans.
It's very Astros-like, if we're being honest, not to put them in that category, you know, in a macro sense. But yeah, it's just not a lot of information. How does it make me feel? I think it should make everybody feel just a little bit uneasy because you haven't heard anything, because you don't know what the updates are. Now, we're going to hear from a very respected sports medicine doctor here in just a little bit, and he sort of set me back a little bit with his sort of perspective on this. But before we get there, keep in mind, it's 4 weeks minimum. That doesn't mean it's 4 weeks and he's back. It's 4 weeks minimum, and your first 4 weeks are against the Rams. You know, obviously we know a good team, playoff team in Tampa Bay, and then two division games with Jacksonville and Tennessee. So it does, it's a big thing in that regard. And you mentioned it, a lot of tread off of his tires already, so to speak. This is an injury he's had before. I shouldn't say recurring, but it's an injury he's had before, I believe in 2022. His foot, where it was in 2022. So not great. If you want to be optimistic, 4 weeks and you get him back and it's Joe Mixon and he starts producing like he did last year. The reality is, in those 4 weeks, what do you have at running back? obviously, Nick Chubb. I've felt pretty good about Nick Chubb from the start. You haven't felt as good about Nick Chubb.
I just don't know how much explosion you can expect. But, I mean, staying on schedule, like, he has the capabilities to do that. The physicality clearly shows. And D'Amico was glowing about him recently. Was that yesterday, in fact, that he was talking to the Assembly Media? D'Amico was glowing about Nick Chubb. Now, how much of that is the acknowledgement that now, hey, we're in a place where we know for sure he's running back one headed into the start of the season? I don't know, but he's definitely looked like he is sufficient to do kind of the basic, hey.
But be Joe Mixon-like in terms of the load?
No.
And the production?
Look, as much as we have given the offensive line credit, I think we still need to be very honest about it. This offensive line has not looked like world beaters, especially, like, they've moved some things. Are they creating Grand Canyon type stuff for these guys?
No, they've moved the line. They've been better.
And Nick Chubb has had to hit, you know, he's had to hit relatively slim gaps at times. Now, he does do that and give you 4 or 5 yards a pop pretty consistently, at least in preseason type looks. But Joe Mixon was doing a lot of taking nothing and making it into something. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how much you have of that. I think the person who probably did it the most during preseason was Jawar Jordan. And I don't know I don't even know if he'll make this team as of right now.
Okay, so let's look at the presumed top three running backs. That's where I was going. Nick Chubb, Damian Pierce, and Woody Marks. Those are your three running backs going into the first 4 weeks, you know, as of now. Those three guys, obviously Woody Marks was not in the NFL, but those three guys in the last year have a total of 625 yards rushing in the NFL in real games.
No, I hear you. I hear you. I think that this is where the Texans' consistent belief and trust in Damian Pierce is going to show up. And I know that's the name that people are – I feel you rolling. Y'all, you better cut that out. Cut that rolling. I see you in a car on 610 right now. I see you on 59. Calm down. Because they seem to believe it. In fact, CJ Stroud was on I know that he's been on NFL Network, but I believe he said this on First Take this morning. Yeah. He was talking about how confident he is – and basically how, you know, excited he was to see Damian Pierce, what's going on this year. And we've kind of gotten that, right? Damian Pierce talked about it in the post game with Sean and Clint, that this system seems to fit him a little bit better, and we talked about that as well. I think you're going to need to see it, because as of right now, especially knowing that Joe Mixon's not going to be on the roster for the first 4 weeks, it feels like it's easy to just have him be one of your four backs that you have there, and he might be running back too, as they've had him on the depth chart all this time. He might slide in and just immediately kind of assume that additional role, and they might expect him to be the guy that has more of the explosive runs next to, you know, Nick Chubb's power running.
No, but the important thing to note here, I mean, they've come in with this regime offensively. We're going to run the ball more. We're going to run the ball a lot. We're going to power run. We're going to try to move the line of scrimmage. And as much as I'm more confident in what this run game and especially the offensive line has looked like in the last week or two, I can't get over the fact, like, okay, what has this running back room done in the NFL? If you're going to run the ball a lot and you're committed to the run, all right, what have they done in the NFL? In the last year, this running back room in totality has rushed for 625 yards. That is something to note. That is something to watch, because you're going to try to run the ball a lot with these guys, and the production just has not been there.
So here's the thing. I think that this is really just a tale of how optimistic are you as a fan?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of places where you can easily come up and say, well, Nick Chubb was year one after an injury.
And I'm the Nick Chubb fan here.
He has another year after the injury. You're going to see more of a recovery back closer to what you had previously seen. Obviously, I don't think anybody is advocating for the idea that he will be prime Nick Chubb again, but you're going to see a better version of him. And you could say, well, Woody Marks has looked really good, and he is on the upswing, and you'll see some kind of more explosive type of things out of him. And then you could say Damian Pierce is in a more amenable system for his play style, and you'll see more of the first year of Damian Pierce and the things that make him right.
Fingers crossed.
But are we not doing that all the way across the offense?
That's what I'm saying. What do you have? You have Nick Chubb with those questions. You have Damian Pierce with questions just in general. And a rookie in Woody Marks, who we both like a lot, especially in this last preseason game, the last two preseason.
Tried and true Dare Ogunbowale over there.
Dare, we know what he is. What's the confidence level in this room?
Offensive line. There's a lot of optimism being asked for on the offensive line as well. As much as we're like, hey, it feels like the floor has been raised here. What is the ceiling where, I mean, Ed Ingram didn't have a great year last year. Laika Tomlinson didn't have a great year last year. Of course, I'm rehashing these things. And then you're asking for young guys to come up and step up on the wide receiving core and be a big part of this. We've seen some good things. But again, if you're coming to this and saying, what do I have for certain on the offense? There's not a lot of things that you could say that you have for certain. You're dealing in the land of hope.
Yeah, as far as the running back position, I felt like going into this, we were fine with it because we kind of considered we had Joe Mixon.
We'll have Mixon eventually.
Yeah, and I even said Nick Chubb was a kick of the tires. Mm-hmm. That, you know, whatever you get from him is cool, is better than what you had last season. But now it's like, oh, we got to actually depend on you now.
What do you have?
For the next, or at least for the next four games. Okay. Now it's like, oh, that gets a little tricky.
I'm glad you said for the next four games because I was listening to this, Figgy, and I know you have it. Jesse Morse, he's a surgeon, a physician, I should say, stem cell guy, sports medicine guy. He's very well respected in the sports medicine game, has like 140,000 followers and all that. So I'm like, all
right,
what is
those? Those are the right. That's what you should have started there. Should I believe him? How many followers does he have?
He ain't got no respect for me though, man.
My doctor don't got that many followers. So.
But he was commenting on Joe Mixon specifically, and I'm like, all right, this is a guy that I respect. What does he have to say?
I would not be surprised if we didn't see him in the first half of the season, and I would not be surprised if we did not see Mixon play a single down the entire 2025 season.
What?
That's the way this is trending. And remember, he's already done this once halfway through, I think it was the 2020 season. So this is not what I like to see.
Yeah. Let me see your license, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to need to.
Yeah, man. What school did you go to, man?
What school did he go to, I wonder? Yeah, we'll have to see.
Get a second opinion on this.
Yes.
No, but I mean, here's the thing. And the thing that gets me without having to go back to 2020 is, does this not feel like Christian Harris of last year?
I said it during camp, I think. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, because it seemed like just not the injury itself, but just how they're responding to it. Mm-hmm. They're not really giving us anything on what's going on. So it's that whole, I'll let you know if I have an update from, you know, D'Amico Ryans. It's really that same feeling.
And I'm not saying that he can't come back after the 4 weeks. I'm just saying that at this point, I know the feelings that we were feeling last year where we were going, all right, but if he can come back and and then it was week 15 when we finally saw him again, what was that, Miami?
Yeah.
It seems like they've operated in such a way where they're like, if we don't have Joe Mixon, this is what we're going with. And as of right now, I think that really does change some of the dynamic of what your offense is, because having Joe Mixon and knowing that he can make a little something out of nothing in the run game mattered a great deal. That was a huge part of the, well, if this offensive line finds level, we can still make some stuff with it. Now you're really doing a lot of, it's so much even more placed on the shoulders of CJ Stroud.
And I didn't mean to scare so many listeners.
Oh, yeah, you absolutely did.
Oh, yeah.
You should have known that was what was going to happen.
I was asking the question, which is a legitimate question. What do you know you have in the room? I said, I put out the number, 625 yards is what you have. What do you have? You have an aging Nick Chubb. You have Damian Pierce, which you don't know. It doesn't mean they're not going to play. But a lot of listeners are like, we're bleeped.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was a cool room if you had a healthy Joe Mixon. Mm-hmm. But now it's like, oh, if we got to really depend on this room, I can't tell you, hey, you got nothing to worry about. And I can't say that.
Yeah, and the 832 said, we're just going to get freaky with the reverses. No, that was Bobby Slowick's thing. I don't know about the reverses or whatever. Should we do this, Reggie?
Do what?
Should we do this?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. No. You can make that a confession, maybe. I'm not. I don't want that on my.
We got to do it.
No, we don't.
A little bit of breaking.
Why?
News.
No. Why?
Hit the breaking news.
Why? We haven't even talked about
you
the fullback.
Is it?
No, don't now, do that. That will make
Texas
people mad.
Related?
No, it is it, not. It's not Astros? Texas related. It is. It's barely football related.
It is.
Don't
maybe,
do this, Lopez. I'm trying to.
Adam Schefter called it. You decide whether you need to hit the.
You know what? Go ahead. Throwing on out there.
You'll be mad when he does it.
Well, do you respect Adam Schefter is how I'll put it. Do you respect Adam Schefter?
I don't.
Sometimes.
Nope. Ian Rappaport is my man.
On the day of enough. This is what Adam Schefter
I stand with Figgy.
Said. This is what Adam Schefter just said. On the day of hundreds of NFL transactions, This is the biggest one of all.
Bleep out of here, man.
It's what Adam Schefter said.
Bleep off, man.
Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, just announced their engagement.
See? You see? Like, there's still conversation to be had about, you know, the Texans staying on schedule with the running game. What's happening? Like, where do you feel with the Jakob Johnson, British Brooks thing? Nope, you decided you wanted to talk about Taylor Swift and
all right, so
Travis
you said
Kelce
you respect Ian Rapoport, right?
No.
Yep.
Biggest news of the day, says Ian Rapoport. Taylor and Travis are engaged. Announced it on their Instagram.
Why? Why would you do this?
Hey, those are the two biggest news breakers in the NFL. They both said it's the biggest news of the day. And you coming at me?
Yes. That is correct. That's exactly what
apparently
I'm
we turned to 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City.
Okay, Ian Rapoport, Adam Schefter. I'll say again. They both said it's the biggest news of the day.
Congratulations to Taylor and Swift. Travis.
Yeah. About damn time. I thought they was going to be engaged a long time ago.
Yeah, we did. We talked about the Super Bowl and everything else.
Yeah, I thought they was probably should have been engaged.
Man, he spent some money on flowers, I'll tell you that.
Did they show the ring?
They showed the engagement.
That's a lot of flowers
in there.
That's
a lot of flowers.
That's a lot of flowers.
I do have a confession that ties in with this,
though. Oh, you're going to bring this back up?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
No, I'm going to bring it back up.
Somebody said send J-Lo home for the day. That's what he's trying to do. You don't see it? That's what he's trying to. He's trying to get half the day off. Don't let him win.
I am sharing the information.
From the 346. I don't like your negativity. You're starting to upset me. With your Chicken Little stuff. I think that it's fair to ask. And somebody was like, how are we just finding out that Joe Mixon's injured? We've known that he's been injured.
But we haven't known to what extent.
They haven't given us an update on like the injury or anything. So we had no clue.
Mm-hmm. That's ultimately the thing that is.
We kind of knew he wasn't going to. They were probably going to put him on this list and possibly miss the first four games.
Yeah.
Off the strength of them not saying
anything. We were assuming he'd be back.
But I think the way that it's kind of been discussed, even as it's happening, has now raised the question of, okay, but when?
Yeah.
And again, we have no answer to this. And so we can operate in full just hope mode and go, all right, after week four, maybe after week five when you get your bye week at week six and you can come back at week seven with him. Maybe. Mm-hmm. But also maybe later, right? Maybe 14 weeks like Christian Harris because, again, we've not been given any information mm-hmm. that we can work off of. And if we just want to keep operating on the low side of, yeah, he will be back, we might miss all of the possibilities on the back end. Yeah. And ultimately, we just have to ask ourselves, how confident are you in this running back room right now?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that I'm distraught or anything, but it does change the dynamic. And again, it's just another thing. And this has been my big complaint all offseason with this offense. It's not that they can't hit the mark. There's just a lot of hoops to jump through. And not having Joe Mixon for longer than 4 weeks is another hoop to jump through to try and reach
maybe
the level
the
that
season?
You need to get to.
Maybe the whole season, according to
we
one?
Have no idea, yeah.
Somebody said, I'm going to go ask Joe Mixon. I'm going to go to Joe Mixon's house and ask him. He lives down the street. Hey, I'm not going to advocate for that because, remember, we still live in Texas.
If you
walk on that man's property.
If you happen to see him walking his dog. Just give him a shout.
Just look at his foot. Just look at his ankle. Do we got a boot on, a cast? Just let us know what he's looking like, man. Is he limping?
Y'all, please don't go accost that man at HEB.
That's what I'm saying. If you happen to see him walking.
Record it, too, while you at it. Send it to us.
Y'all both wrong. I want y'all to understand that. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into our lunchtime confessions where I am truly afraid for what Lopez will bring to the table, but we'll still get to it next.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
All right, before we hop into confessions, I want to give you an update on some cuts that are happening and some reporting, because Aaron Wilson, KPRC2, for whatever you believe of this particular report, says that Braxton Berrios looks good for the initial 53-man. I don't know if that is, I mean, where he is based. He said that's per sources. I don't know how, you know, that comes mm-hmm. about. Like, does that mean that he's officially safe, or if that's
that just sounds like his opinion, bro.
I'm putting out there, but I was like, huh, that's interesting wide receiver-wise. And then speaking of wide receiver-wise, Juwan Winfrey is being placed on IR. He apparently broke his hand in that last preseason game, but that's another wide receiver that's off the board there, and we're starting to see things kind of cut down. So by my count, I think we're at 74 on the roster as of right now, trying to get down to 53.
All right, let's get to confessions. We'll continue to discuss, of course. So, do you want to start with the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift confession? Or
Just let's get it out the way.
Get it out of the way?
Yeah.
All right. Does it make me a bad person that as soon as I saw this news, I wonder how long that marriage is going to last?
I mean, it's a celebrity marriage, so right? No, but...
what do you think? 3 years? 2 years?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea how committed.
Anytime there's a celebrity engagement, I kind of go there and I feel bad about it. Maybe it's the real deal. What if Travis Kelce gets cut? How long is the engagement going to last?
I don't think he's going to get cut. It's interesting, though, because somebody on the text line was like, this is great news mm-hmm. because they think he's going to be even more distracted than they believe he was last year. Supposedly, he's like kind of hunkering down, continuing to say that he is, you know, he's not done, like, or he's not on his last ride. But there's also other people that seem to believe this is going to be the last ride for him. So that might be an interesting kind of subcategory to keep in mind as you watch what's happening there and see if he continues to decline. And some of that might just be he's an aging tight end, right? Mm-hmm, Their decline is going to happen generally, but if you want to attribute that to his engagement, I imagine you could.
I wonder how long he got left in the NFL, though. Like, when is he going to decide
could
to
be
just
this year.
Retire? Yeah.
Could be this year. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Oh, this is my turn?
Yeah.
I completely forgot where I was.
I got another one.
Yeah, go ahead, because
I got one that I think you're gonna
got lost in the sauce, man.
I got one that I think you're going to have a strong opinion on.
Oh,
one,
no.
One way.
No,
no,
this is my fault for not having a
confession. No, this is a real one. This is a real one. So I finally dug in and started watching The Gambler and the Cowboys. I hadn't watched any of the episodes.
Is that the Netflix doc?
Yeah.
Got you.
And so I watched three episodes. And my confession is I can't take it serious. Like
really?
I know a lot of the stuff that happened back then. I was obviously in the game, you know, writing columns and all that stuff. You know, early in the Cowboys, I went to the Cowboys Super Bowls during that era. I did a column on Jimmy Johnson talking about Jerry Jones. You know, I wasn't like a Cowboys beat writer, but I was in the mix back then. The Jerry Jones and a lot of the other people in this, but mostly Jerry Jones. He's just telling lie after lie.
Really?
That I consider to be a lie. You know, I like I said, I kind of was in the mix then, you know, and I just can't take that show seriously. It's entertaining, and it's fun to hear from these guys and to see the old video clips and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of BS in that thing.
Yeah. Now, a decent amount of it I've seen, again, and we heard mm-hmm. from Jeff Perlman, who was talking about it, and mm-hmm. obviously he wrote the book Boys Will Be Boys, which is pretty definitive in some of the history of this time period mm-hmm. with the Cowboys. And he's like, it's clear they used his book. But I've also seen people talk about how, yeah, they're definitely, you know, Jerry Jones things being put in here 100%. To help him look better. But apparently no one looks all the way good in this, but they mm-hmm. try and kind
of
make everybody redeem.
It?
No, I haven't.
I've
I haven't
seen three
taken
episodes
time.
And it's, I'm done. I'm not going to see anymore. I think it feels like BS from what I was around. Feel, you know, I think it's BS. Jerry Jones is all about making Jerry Jones look good. There were some moments where he kind of fell on the sword, like the Landry stuff and all that. Oh, I didn't know, you know, but no, it's a fluff piece.
That is the thing that I always worry about when you have, especially Netflix has seemed to be constantly guilty of this mm-hmm. is the way that I'll say that. Is when you give
we're
your
paying you to do a doc about yourself.
Yeah,
you could produce it.
Oh, great!
The Netflix business model is not make sure we have great content. It's just make sure there's content that's interesting and mm-hmm. that catches people's attention. Mm-hmm. And when you have the subject as so heavily involved, especially like editorially in mm-hmm. what is supposedly a documentary, you lose the journalistic aspect of it, which I think is what makes a documentary a documentary.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem that I've seen with a number of these. Starting with, I think the first one that got me there was the Johnny Manziel doc. Mm-hmm. Remember with the Untold?
Mm-hmm.
I was watching, I'm like, this
talk
feels...
Talk about leaving you wanting more.
Leaving you wanting more, feeling like we're not talking about all of the stuff that is here to be discussed. Mm-hmm. The one that I knew for sure, I was like, all right, I can't trust Netflix at all. They got out here with that Florida Gators doc, and I'm like, we ain't talking about half the stuff that I know that happened. Talk less of the things that I can't imagine happen that you guys would not talk about. Ain't no way.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no way. So yeah, no, I understand where you're coming from.
Somebody said 5 years and one kid. for Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Y'all wrong for that.
I like that.
I'm glad you talked about your time in the game because, and I mentioned Jeff Perlman. I've been really following his like press box chronicles, seeing some of like mm-hmm. the videos that he's posting, leading or talking about things. And this one led to a confession for me. This is again Jeff Perlman talking about his time covering the Moneyball A's, I believe.
Mm-hmm. All he was is we were talking to him about different players around the league, and he's like, the things that are incentivized are home runs and walks, and they don't care about strikeouts.
But this is the wrong one. My bad. This is the wrong one. But Jeff Perlman was just basically talking about I was looking for the Mariners. That's what it was. Talking about Ichiro and the Mariners. Sorry. But Jeff Perlman was talking about getting to interview a manager for the Mariners. Do you have this, Fig? My bad.
Yeah, let me grab it.
I apologize for throwing you off there. But he was talking about a particular incident, and it made me think, my confession is, I feel like I'm getting shorted here, Lopez, for somebody that has been in the business for a long time. I feel like I don't get enough of these type of stories behind the scenes that are not like the ones that are reported, but are the things that are hilarious that stick with you. Here's Jeff Perlman.
I told this story a long time ago, but it was when I didn't have many TikTok followers, so I'll tell it again. I was a young writer at Sports Illustrated. I was doing a piece about Ichiro. I think it was his rookie year, Ichiro Suzuki. And I wanted to interview Seattle Mariners manager Lou Piniella. And the PR people for the Mariners told Piniella, and he said, just interview him in his office. So I walk into his office, and I say, Skip, are you here? You always call him Skip. He said, yeah, I'm in here. And he calls back from the bathroom. So come on in. I walk into the bathroom. I'm not joking. And Lou Piniella is urinating. So he's standing at a urinal, pants down, urinating. He is holding a hoagie in his hand, a tuna and Swiss hoagie in his hand, and a cigarette that's flaming in his hand. So he's urinating, holding a hoagie, holding a cigarette, and talking to me about Ichiro Suzuki all at the same time. It remains of all the things I've seen in baseball, Barry Bonds, Ricky Henderson, Mark McGwire, Jose Canseco, Greg Maddux, Andy Pettit, name them, the most amazing single accomplishment I've ever seen. I wasn't watching Ichiro play for my story on Ichiro. I was watching Lou Piniella talk about Ichiro while smoking a cigarette, holding a hoagie, and urinating. By far.
Like, he was not going to write that in any piece.
Yeah.
But that's an experience you're not getting anywhere else, and that's a story you're not getting anywhere else.
See, you know, you don't do that anymore, and I'm fortunate that, you know, when I was on the beat, I would travel with the team, saw a lot of stuff like this. You would go into the coach's or the manager's office, just sit down and shoot the bleep, you know. It was a different time. And, you know, actually, that's one thing that Skip Bayless talked about in that documentary, you know, how he traveled with the Cowboys and he saw a lot of the stuff that was going on. That's where he started with his connections. It was a different time. I'm trying to think like one example like that, that I saw up close and personal. Saw Lasorda eating a plate of spaghetti with a couple of Bud Lights, cussing out a writer right next to me. But that he did that a lot.
He's like, that wasn't special. That was just how he operated.
Tuesday, you know, that was like every week. The interesting one was, you remember a basketball player named Caldwell Jones?
Yeah.
Caldwell Jones was...
I think. Let me make sure I'm wrong.
He actually played for the Rockets for a little bit, but he was an ABA player. And he was sitting next to another basketball player named Zarko Paspai, who you don't remember. Zarko was one of the first Yugoslavian players to come and play in the NBA. Zarko was a chain smoker, and Caldwell Jones always had two beers waiting for him at his locker after a game. So Caldwell Jones had his two beers, one in each hand, and Zarko was smoking a no-filter cigarette. After the game, when I walked in to interview him, so the first two guys I saw was Zarko, you know, sucking on a heater, and Caldwell throwing back two beers, one in each hand. I'm like, this is wild.
Peak athletic form.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah. Those are the lunchtime professions.
Could shoot. Couldn't play any defense.
Guess so. Yeah. Guess so. Somebody said, that's so not like Jerry to do something that's not self-serving. That's right. That's right. You're right. Some of your P1 listeners are also Swifties. Thank you. Tell me a story, OG.
You're welcome.
Don't worry. That'll be the end of that for the day. There's plenty of other things to talk about because coming up next, it's a Tuesday, even though it's cut down day. We're gearing up for week zero of college football. So let's do a little bit of college football on a Tuesday, including something that's interesting that the SEC is trying to put together with their new schedule. Let's figure out who particular teams' rivals are. We'll talk about that more next. It's a cut down day here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Trying to plot the path, or really just watching the Texans.
Why you get sound their way so excited, man? They got family, man.
I'm not excited, but I'm. You know what? It's the last thing that stands between, like, you know, kind of as a milestone between the Texans and regular season football, which that is the exciting part. The not exciting part is seeing who ultimately gets cut, released.
By the way, that was going to be my confession. I feel like we got to stop doing that, man.
What?
We got to stop doing the disclaimer of, oh, yeah, by the way, you know these guys got family and, you know, heart. Like, we not here to disrespect anybody, man. Yeah, we not being personal. This is part of the business, man.
Fair enough, but I think also it doesn't hurt.
We don't have to keep saying it. Oh yeah, you know, no disrespect to this guy.
I like remembering of the folks, man. I like remembering the humanity.
We all humans, man. But this is part of the business.
It is.
No disrespect.
I'm kind of.
We're not
you on
going
that,
personal.
Maybe like once, you know, over the course, you know, whatever. But yeah, this is the business. This is the business of football.
And we get texts like this every single around this time every year.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, these guys have family. It's like, man, this is part of the business, though, man.
Yeah.
It is part of the business. We'll get to college football on a Tuesday, but a big. Well, I say big. I understand.
It's big.
All the things we're talking about. It's 53. It's back of the roster. Like in the grand scheme of things, it's not the biggest things, but. Another depth, or a couple of depth kind of news pieces. Ian Rappaport is apparently reporting that the Texans are expected to try and bring Trent Brown back on the practice squad, which that would ease some of my fears depth-wise for this team, because obviously you'd have three call-ups for him from the practice squad for Trent Brown. So the idea being that he'd be on your practice squad and that you still have him in the building helping you and that you could go to him and turn to him if you needed depth at line. That kind of makes me feel a little bit better, especially if Cam Robinson is ultimately to be traded, which we haven't seen any more news on that.
Well,
to
I mean,
be honest.
That'd probably come right before 3 o'clock.
I imagine well, because that deadline will make people really get moving. But I found that interesting. But the bigger one that really caught our attention, we mentioned earlier that Arthur Millett, the cornerback, slot cornerback that had been brought in to basically see if you could understudy Jalen Petrie. He had been released. We found out now, I mean, just within the last few minutes, Miles Bryant is also being released, the defensive back that more recently has kind of been a Jalen Petrie understudy is not there. How do you feel about that? Because it feels like the only other person that can make it to the 53-man roster and that I don't believe will because of like injury and legal issues is Jimmy Ward.
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't feel like there's anybody that stands to be a true Jalen Petrie backup now on the 53-man roster.
You know, Jalen Petrie gets cold week one with this. And I know it's going to change. I'm just saying as an example, you know, who's your backup right now, nickel?
As of right now, your backup at nickel, did we ever see Jalen Smith play inside?
I don't think so. I might have missed something, but I don't think, not that I saw.
Like it might just be, hey, here's a little bit more base in
Tremont
those.
Tremont
Smith has played outside mostly, if in my memory. Like, I don't know that there's like a real true inside. Is it D'Angelo Ross? Hate to say it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, didn't he get some reps there last year? I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, of course, again, just like the Trent Brown news, it could be that they sneak one of these guys on the practice squad or they're doing some movings and shakings in order to get people in places that they want to get them.
Yeah.
That's quite possible. But as the time being, the two guys that it felt like were vying for the possibility of being Jalen Petrie's backup, neither of them on the roster right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I, right now, this is the biggest news to me that broke just because you don't have any warm bodies there that we've seen, you know, playing at the nickel position. What does it mean with Jimmy Ward? That's the other point here that you brought up. I don't know if, you know, what Russ Yeast, you know, his availability might be, but there is a need right now at nickel.
Okay, we'll talk more about this here in a little bit, but the news is coming in. We're starting to really pick up as we are just over 2 hours away from the deadline to get under 53. But real quick, let's get into college football on a Tuesday in the week headed into college football. Like, we got week zero. We had some things happen. Don't worry about them. It didn't matter that much. But week one.
Well, that was one.
No. Week one is headed towards us. And so gearing up for that, there's a few things I have for you, including I know that you're in a docuseries kind of, you're like, hey, I don't know how I feel about docuseries. How do you feel about this one? UNC football, Hulu documentary this fall. You in?
Oh, who's the coach?
That would be one William Belichick.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that they actually did. Because remember the talk was that NFL Films or NFL Media was maybe going to have a documentary.
Kind of like Hard Knocks.
Yeah, like a Hard Knocks. And that got knocked down. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. They might not want like people in there. They're still going to have cameras in there. I imagine that they'll have some editorial control still. But the idea that this early, you know, juncture of this team being put together, trying to do things a little bit different in the college space, having video cameras documenting all of this, I'm interested because I want to see it, but I don't know how beneficial that'll be for what they're trying to do there.
Yeah, this might surprise you a little bit. I really don't have a lot of interest in that because I know it's going to be, I know who the coach is. I know how much, I know who his girlfriend is. I know how much control, and much like the one I was watching yesterday, BS, there's going to be in all this. I mean, if you're going to do a documentary, do a freaking documentary, you know, do it right. And or by behind the scenes or whatever. And it's not going to be much of anything for me.
Well, yeah. Bill Belichick said that this season-long show will follow them and, quote, showcase our football program.
As we want it to be showcased.
It's going
you
to,
forgot that last part.
It's going to feature the players working hard, which you guys do. It's
as about, we want to show you.
It's about
you forgot the, that last part, too.
It's about the players improving and getting better through their hard work, which you do.
Yeah.
And the program starting from where it started from 7 months ago to wherever it's going to go through the course of the season.
With my girlfriend editing everything. You forgot that last part, too.
She's not going to have no. I don't think she's going to have any impact in any of this.
Hell yes.
They cut her out of all the UNC stuff. They was like, you can stop
they
by,
cut
but you ain't got.
Her out.
She don't got no. She don't got no. She don't
get
run nothing around
here.
There. She doesn't run anything.
You think
she's
going to be in any other or the videos or anything like that?
Yes and yes. She's going to run the whole show.
I doubt it.
Oh,
I doubt it.
Hey, there's this thing called Zoom, you know, that works. And she's going to have her hands all over this.
Honestly, I think that the reason why this gets done is the reason why I'm probably not going to be all that interested outside of just like genuine curiosity that kills me every time with things like this. I think this is going to be boring as hell. I think they're going to try and, which to be fair, it probably should be if you just focus on, we just want this to be about the players. Mm-hmm. But we all know that's not the intrigue of UNC right now. No.
We like the drama, man.
Yeah.
People like drama.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said the SEC documentary on the Netflix was really good. I still haven't gotten around to watching. There's so much stuff and content that's out there. A couple more things on college football on a Tuesday. I did want to get to this. The SEC is going to a 9-game conference schedule. That is something that they announced like last week.
Mm-hmm.
But it brings up an interesting question because each team will get 3 permanent opponents and the remainder of the 6 of their schedule will be rotating through the remainder of the schedule. And finding out which team should have their permanent rivals is kind of an interesting exercise because there's some teams that there's obviously 3. Some teams have more that would fit. Some teams have less that would feel like, you know, permanent rivals that actually have a rivalry. For A&M, who do you think your 3 are?
Well, I think for sure Texas and LSU. Texas and LSU, over the last 10 years, and it's from back in the old days. This is a deep, long, old rivalry that was defunct for a while. But Texas and LSU for sure. I don't know who the 3rd one would be. For A&M. It's kind of like Texas. It's going to be A&M and Oklahoma for sure. Who's the 3rd one for Texas? I would say for A&M, personally, I would like it to be Ole Miss. I think that's turned into a pretty good rivalry, or maybe Mississippi State, but really Ole Miss. Texas, I don't know. If Texas, like if you're really doing for Texas teams that they have had something of a recent history with, maybe not every year, but high-profile games, it's really not fair to them. It would be A&M, Oklahoma, and Alabama. You can't do that to them.
And
every year?
Texas isn't high up on that. Alabama has a number of teams that
Alabama has to have Tennessee and has to have Auburn.
And I think Georgia also fits in there as a possibility as well.
But they've never really played them every year.
No, I hear you.
It's Tennessee and Tennessee and Auburn for sure for Alabama. But do you want to do that to Alabama, much less Texas, you know, having to play those 3 every year?
So, The Athletic put together a little survey of who the rivals should be. And you mentioned Texas A&M. The top 3 votes getters for A&M, clearly 98% of people voted for Texas. 86% of people voted for LSU.
Yeah.
And the answer that I would have given for Texas comes in for A&M as 3rd highest votes getter. 79% of people said the the University of Arkansas, the Razorbacks.
Yeah, well, that's a Southwest Conference thing.
I think if you ask, and maybe I will have an opportunity to ask Clint Sterner. Mm-hmm. I feel like Arkansas cares about that rivalry with the University of Texas, though.
They do with A&M too, boy.
And so I thought Texas would be easy, where you go A&M, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. And people are saying for A&M, it would go Texas, LSU, and Arkansas, with Oklahoma as a very, very distant fourth.
Mm-hmm. How about for Texas?
Those three. Oklahoma, A&M, Arkansas, in that order. 99%, 98%, 83%.
Okay. So Arkansas has Texas and A&M every year. I wonder who their third one would be. Probably. Well, didn't they play maybe Kentucky?
It's funny because
maybe Kentucky.
People voted that way. It seems like for Arkansas wants Texas as the 91% of people, Texas. Like I said, Arkansas fans seem to really care about that rivalry dating back, as you mentioned, to the Southwest Conference. The Texas, LSU, and Missouri.
Oh, yeah. LSU
Missouri
is a
rivalry. Is a distant third there.
Yeah.
That's where they went Arkansas-wise. But, yeah, that's going to be an interesting one. That'll be like a tough thing to figure out where all the teams ultimately fall with their rivalries and how that falls in. But, yeah, man, and you mentioned Alabama, Auburn, Tennessee, LSU is a distant third, getting 52% of the votes if you ask those fans.
Auburn,
there.
LSU, and who?
Auburn.
Tennessee,
and then LSU.
Oh, and then LSU. Okay. Yeah. It's got to have Tennessee. That's, what is it, the third Saturday in October is the tradition, something like that?
Yeah, so that'll be interesting to see how that ultimately comes together if they do make it work that way. And finally, before we go here and get back to talking about the 53-man cutdown that it's actually starting to get hot and heavy, I wanted to hit you with some of the best college football names of the 2025 season. You ready for this?
I love this list.
You ready for this?
I haven't really looked at it.
I kind of want to play and see if you know who he played for. Mm-hmm. All right? So the first one is an offensive lineman named King Large. Do you know who he plays for?
Well, are these Power Five?
I will let you know if it's not. It's a power. This is a Power Five or Power Four.
King problem. Large.
King Large, offensive lineman.
I'm gonna say Wisconsin.
I'm gonna go LSU.
Southern Methodist, SMU.
SMU.
Okay.
King Large. Mm-hmm. All right. This one you might know where he played for last year. I don't know if you know where he transferred to. Mm-hmm. Squirrel White, who's a wide receiver. He had to be, right?
Squirrel White, West Virginia.
I'm gonna say West Virginia too.
He transferred to Florida State, actually.
Oh, wow.
He played with Tennessee last year, so there goes Squirrel White out there. That'll be a fun name to see when you check out Tennessee this year. How about defensive end Legend Journey?
I love this.
All right, do you think defensive
Legend Journey is awesome.
Is that a good defensive end, though? Like, obviously, the name is great. Just off of the name Legend Journey, is he good?
Legend Journey, and it feels like a Florida. Or Tennessee, somewhere in the South.
I'm gonna say Tennessee.
California. Cal Berkeley. Hey.
Oh my gosh. He's an engineer?
Apparently so. He's got some level of engineering. Alpha Khan is a wide receiver at UTSA. Shout out to
Saturday.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Nitro Tuggle is a wide receiver at Purdue. That's a good one. All right, so I'm just gonna rattle off some more ones. You tell me which one is leader in the clubhouse. So, all right. We're just going to go, is this better than the last one? All right, so is Nitro Tuggle better, or is Darrellus Clark better?
Darrellus Clark.
All right, Darrellus Clark or Panda Askew, offensive lineman, East Carolina.
I still like Darrellus, but that's fine.
Darrellus Clark, the wide receiver from Kent State. All right, so Darrellus or Chief Borders, defensive lineman for UNLV?
I'm going to say Darrellus.
I got to stick with Darrellus on that one.
I think we might have
here. Because he's Darrellus.
He is Darrellus. All right, I'm going to get you two more here before I keep it. There's a number of these.
Yeah.
All right. Defensive back for the University of Central Arkansas, Dude Person.
Love it. Give me Dude Person.
All right, very good. Dude Person or tight end for Colorado State, Rocky Beers.
No, I'm still Dude Person.
Dude Person, very good. And then I appreciate the person on the text line reminding us of the Eastern Michigan linebacker, Noah Kanega. Never forget. So, yeah, those are some names to watch out for.
Is that how you pronounce that?
That is 100% how you pronounce it, and it's the way that I will. Otherwise, I will have some emails coming in to the station now, won't I? All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, a little bit of college football on a Tuesday. Let's get back to the brass tacks, because we're cutting down to 53. It's getting fast and furious, and my guy that I've advocated for.
Got a new one.
Guy that I've advocated for is no longer on the roster. I'll tell you who next.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.